This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
People, I think, have just had enough, sick of talking about it, sick of having to struggle through it, just hoping that eventually it'll break. A lot of the farmers that we have in our church have a strong faith, and I think that helps. I don't know how others can cope, really, not knowing. But it still takes its toll. So I've had farmers come to me crying, obviously struggling with the difficulties of the drought. Yeah, so it still has a very strong impact even on people that are Christians and people in our church.
People are doing it really hard and they'd be looking to you for comfort, for perspective. How do you go about and what do you think, the role of the church is to ministering to farmers and family who are doing it hard in this time?
Well, I think it's important to listen and when the opportunity is there, just praying. I've had during a service, sometimes people put their hands up in the congregation saying, please pray for rain, which we always do, but obviously they feel compelled to encourage us to pray further for rain. I don't think I fully understand it sometimes. I went out to a farm again recently and just seeing for yourself not a blade of grass, not even dead grass, just dirt. And it just hits you again just how hard it must be. And I think that farmers try and put on a brave face and are not as talkative about what's going on. But if anything, just reminding people that it's still very tough out there and people that are struggling need all the help they can get.
Last year, after a lot of coverage of the drought, we as a station wanted to find a way to help. And aside from prayer, we asked, what could we do? And your wife suggested sending kids to camp. Can you tell us about why she thought that was a good way to help?
Kids that have it pretty tough in their families because of what their parents are going through, they get to go, obviously have a lot of fun. And, a lot of these kids may never have stepped inside a church. And so for them to go away and to see people having fun and talking about Christian things, that's just had a huge impact on them, and to see them come back here excited and interested in coming along to youth group, and it's just wonderful to see. It's had a great impact.
As a pastor, you're very tuned into the DNA of a community and how they're feeling. What was the response when they learnt about the campaign and the idea of sending kids to camp?
Sometimes country people feel like people in the city don't care, and so for people to hear here that the people in the city care enough to give and to support, it's just such an encouragement to people in the country to know that, people are interested in them. Ultimately, the only thing that's going to solve this issue that people are facing is rain. So, people can give a whole semi-trailer full of hay and that will get divided up and it's gone within an hour or two. So ultimately, and we're always very thankful for that support, but ultimately the only thing that's going to solve this problem is rain. But at the same time, knowing that people do want to help, even in those little ways, is such an encouragement to people that are hurting like this.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.